Elkinhurst. Good evening, everyone. This is N21OB. The name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City. And I'd like to welcome you to the 18th anniversary edition of the NYCSA Shortwave and Scanner Listeners Net that's heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net, as it always has been, is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in everything in the radio hobby that does not pertain to amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at other times. So we're going to talk about, on this net, as always, what you can hear or see or signals you can pick up on all the other frequencies. Everything from the lowest edge, as close to DC you can get, and all the way up to the microwaves, as close to daylight you can get. That's why we say DC to daylight. The basic information about the repeaters that make up the N2ROW repeater system can be found at www.n2row.net. There's 13 repeaters scattered throughout the tri-state area. So please pick the one that's closest to where you are, where you can use the least amount of power necessary to get into the system. There are two frequencies that have remote receivers scattered throughout the area. They are 441-100 and 145-230. Please reserve those two frequencies for those who have handheld radios only. Remote receivers are to pick up the weaker signals. If you're using a base station, please use one of the other frequencies. Every so often there's work done on the system, so what may not have been too good for you last week or in the past might be working now. I know the 147-150 machine in upper part of Manhattan has been tweaked and it's got a nice strong signal right now. Because these are linked repeaters, when you see up, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way the beginning parts of your transmission don't get cut off in the delay from one repeater to the next. Every so often we do have extraneous signals that do get mixed in, so that's just a degree of living in New York City, what we call Intermod Alley. When you're checking in on the air tonight, please give your call sign, your name, and your location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And traffic is any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. That's all this net consists of, is what you bring to the net. This is not the normally scheduled, scripted program. This is what you bring to it. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, please use our email address, which is nyexa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we're going to stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way, everybody has a chance to check in without getting stepped on. This is N2NLB.
GLW, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic, and shortly I'll be on the street with my East Key walking the dog.
Okay, well, tell us what we have. that he was obtaining licenses for, either NYPD, I can't remember what it was, but...
you mean the 700 megahertz interrupt channels, which all the different government agencies are getting licenses for. They're all low power, you know, 2 watts or less. Very narrow P25 capability. Whether they've actually purchased equipment and gotten on the air with them, I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything when I tried to listen. So there were a few reports that one or two agencies in New Jersey were already up. I think maybe the state attorney general and something else, maybe the state police. They're not going to be repeater frequencies. These are all simplex. These are interrupts for when they're on the scene of a situation they have to talk to another agency. That's what they're designed for. All the interrupt frequencies, I have a page for all the interrupts from VHF up to 800 on my website. Okay, there's somebody else in there with a Motorola burst at the end?
November 2, Charlie, you know, for Hyco Portable.
Say it slower and maybe you won't get distracted by the trip.
Sorry, I thought I was saying it slow enough. N2 CUE. Charlie Uniform Echo, I'll turn around.
N2 Zulu Golf Echo, did I have that correct?
Charlie Uniform Echo, from Radio Shack kind of thing.
You're not holding the machine too well. Either you're running or you got noise on the microphone. It's just something is breaking up your audio.
Okay, I just raised my power a little bit. Let's try that there. If not, I'll wait till I get upstairs. N2 COE.
N2 COE. Okay. That's that fine. Okay. NLZ, anything else? Somewhere point is, the radio hobby is an experimenter's hobby, and a lot of us experimented long before we ever got our license. And that's how we learned many different things. That's what we're doing, is just providing different formats and ways of sharing information and experimenting. Okay, let's see. It's 20 after 9. The only email I've seen so far is from Ed, and he's commenting on the email that we sent out last week about Radio Sweden making the announcement they're going to be cutting their wave broadcast in October. And he gets on the soapbox, and he says, you know, what's going to happen is all this great DRM technology will give us crystal clear broadcasts and actually nothing. Because all the information is going to come from a few sources, he says. It is a shame. You know, I totally agree, Ed. You know, with all these different broadcasters going by the wayside and cutting back their transmissions, it makes it seem that there's less and less out there. But I personally look at it as a challenge that there's other things to go seek out that maybe we weren't paying attention to before. And maybe we'll find something. You know, maybe something with a little bit weaker signal, make it more of a challenge. And like Bob MLZ was asking about new frequencies in the standard spectrum, there's new stuff down in the shortwave bands as well. So let's not limit ourselves to the familiar stuff. Let's branch out a little bit more. All right, I'm going to send my pretty additional late check-ins or additional comments, and then see where it goes from there. This is N2NLB with the shortwave, and the generalist is next. Okay, one newsletter that I get every week, which unfortunately comes the day after the net, a day or two after the net, is a newsletter from the World Radio Network. And they have various methods of broadcasting one shortwave broadcaster after the next throughout the period, you know, during the day. They have one stream that's all in English, and another stream that is in the various languages. So one thing to take a peek at, if you want, is that you can go to their website and get further information. It's WRN.org, World Radio Network, WRN.org is the website. And, for example, different stations that they have this last newsletter that they're highlighting is programming from Radio Australia, Radio Guangdong China, Radio Netherlands, Radio New Zealand International, Radio Romania, RTE from Ireland, United Nations Radio, all sorts of different kinds of programming. Even NPR from the United States, which we all have different comments on some of NPR's programming, but it's in the mix. So go to their website, WRN.org, and you'll see information about where you can listen to these different stations. Some of them on shortwave, some of it on the internet, some on satellite. You can pick up audio carriers on some of the sub-bands on satellite. And if I'm not mistaken, probably somebody has or will have soon an iPhone application to put on your phone so you can listen to it on your phone. Everybody's getting to the iPhone or something similar. But the information's out there. And even if you don't have a shortwave radio and a big antenna, there's certainly ways to make this programming available to you. Just got to go seek it out. So go to WRN.org and get more information that way. For those who have been in the shortwave hobby for a while, over the past 28 years, copies of the Transport World Band radio in your house. Well, the 2009 issue that came out last year was the last one published because they're folding up shop. And now they're trying to figure out what to do with their website. So if you have any ideas on what they could do with it, or who could take it over for them, you know, go to their website, or drop a message to me and I'll bundle it together and we'll see what Larry and the guys over there think. Because unfortunately, books were not selling too much and this recession came and hit them very hard like it hit a lot of people. But when the book was published, terrific resource, lots of receiver reviews and comparisons, articles on different broadcast stations and technology, and of course the famous blue pages in the back of the book, which showed every single frequency for a 24-hour period every day, who was on that frequency, and what language. So if you didn't know what you were listening to, but you can identify the language, you were able to figure out who was broadcasting. A terrific resource.
One thing I want to do a little traffic. It has to do with ham radio, obviously. But just a reminder that the question pool for the tech is going to be changed as after June. So anybody wants to take a test, they do it now if they already been studying. Or after June, the question pools change. So I just let everybody know. All right?
Okay, that's a good point, especially for those who are listening on a scanner who are not licensed. The general class and extra class aren't changing yet. That's going to happen in another couple years. But for the technician test, new questions are effective July 1st. And I'll be updating the study guide on the New York City Arix webpage to reflect those new questions. But I'm not going to do that until June. This way we don't confuse people. Okay, any last minute comments before we wrap it up tonight? Is that what I'll take?
I had a question. 700 megahertz band, is that all digital up there, or is some of that stuff analog? And to the feeling.
The 700 band is going to be all digital.
Okay, well, so who's going to be up there, more or less? Because that's not something that just very often, at least not for me.
By FCC mandate, which is why they sold off all the UHF television channels from 73 up to 69, with the certified spectrum that would provide part of it for public service agencies that need to have a band all to themselves so they can interop. And another portion is going to be used for different wireless carriers, cell phone and wireless internet.
Okay, very good there. Alrighty, now I was just curious there, you know, if I had a radio that may have gone there analog, but since it's going to be digital, then it sort of shorts me out there. Okay, very good. Thank you. And to see you.
And not only that, the channel spacing is much narrower than probably that radio that you have. Everything starts at 6.25 and eventually goes down to 3.25 kilohertz. They will have provisions for joining different channels together to provide enough bandwidth for wide band high-speed data, but that's at the discretion of whoever has licenses on those various frequencies. But for the most part, it's going to be voice, it's going to be very narrow, and it's going to be APCO 25. May or may not be encrypted.
Well, a lot of people by default, once they go P25, they just throw the encryption in just to top it off kind of thing. So if it's P25, that's okay. The encryption is a different story. Alrighty, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yep, got to play it by ear. One step at a time. So far, we have a bunch of agencies in the area that are running P-25, but they're not encrypted. And a handful are, but most of them are not. But again, you have to have the equipment that'll pick it up. Okay, anything else before we tie it up tonight? Okay, hearing nothing, we'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. If you've been hanging out on the repeater system for a while, you've noticed that there are more announcements on the air. NV2A is running Echo Link type of program. There are weather reports. There's amateur radio newsline broadcast twice a week. There's Echo Link connections coming online with various stations. And, of course, the regular 3 nets each week. Tomorrow night, the K2IRT group meets at 8 o'clock every Thursday. And Monday night, the New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communications group meets at 8:30. So 3 nets, Echo Link, broadcast, weather reports is becoming part of the system. And I hope that each of you, if you're able to help support the repeater system, especially if they need a donation for things like backup, emergency batteries, and such. All the information about this repeater system can be found at www.n2row.net. Take a look at the site. Read up on the repeaters where they're located. And sign the address book and leave a message for Richie. All right, catch you later. And I want to be clear.